Okay. Item R1.
So thank you so much, President Ansibia. For this one, I'll ask Dr. Sokol to introduce, as we are now moving for this legislative body to act as the Belarus legislative body. I'll ask Dr. Sokol to introduce, and I believe there's somebody here to actually present the information. So with that, Dr. Sokol.
Thank you, Dr. Aguirre, and good evening, President Ansibia, board members. What we're bringing forward on this agenda item is the special tax levy for 24-25. The district has 21 CFDs, as we know them. They're community facility districts. And what we're bringing forward is a resolution that needs to go to the County of San Diego by August 10th. And so it is a year-long process that we work very closely with Special District Financing Administration and with Stephen Gold specifically. We look at all of our different reporting cycles throughout the year, including our estimated actuals, like we did in June, along with our budget for 24-25. And so what Mr. Gold's going to be going through today is going through that methodology, the basis for those rates, and what we're bringing forward in the resolution for the board action today. We also did comply with the noticing period. We did notice this work with the Star News on May 24th as well as June 21st, which is required. So I'd like to introduce Mr. Gold to the podium here to present, and here's the clicker, so that he can go through the specifics on how we derive the information and the resolution before you.
Good evening, Superintendent and Board and public. As was mentioned, my name is Stephen Gold. I'm with Special District Financing Administration. We work on behalf of the school district to help in the ongoing management of each of the 20-plus CFDs formed by the district. So again, as mentioned, the CFD administration or management process is an ongoing process throughout the year. But one time a year, we come to the board and discuss how the CFD special taxes will be levied for the upcoming fiscal year. So very quickly, the district has over 20 CFDs in total. And within these CFDs, in the last fiscal year that we're just coming out of, there was a total of 30,198 parcels which paid a tax to support the ongoing construction and improvements of facilities of the school district. Each CFD, each unit within the CFD is taxed once a building permit for the construction of a residential home is pulled, and each unit has a period of time in which they pay those taxes. Once those taxes are satisfied, they no longer have an obligation to pay the ongoing tax. What this table shows you here is, like I mentioned, approximately 32,000 units were taxed last fiscal year. And this fiscal year, that number will be down to 27,883. And the majority of this change is simply due to individual properties fulfilling their obligation to pay, which can run, depending on the CFD they're in, from 25 to 30 years. So you can see there in the second column where 2,652 units had satisfied their CFD obligation, with another 665 units actually adding or being constructed and will be taxed in the first fiscal year. So when we're we identify those properties that will be assessed a tax based on their building permit status and if they had satisfied their overall obligation. Once that's determined, we work with district staff through an established methodology and practice of the district to figure out what level of taxation will each one of these properties get. Based on the district's past practices and policies, the process is to, number one, evaluate what each individual CFD's obligation to fund the construction of new seats are, then evaluate their obligation to provide money for the extension of useful life of projects, and then compare that overall to the funding received by that CFD on an individual basis. So as we've done in past years, I'll share with you an example. So in this case, this is an example from CFD number 11. And again, this is done individually for each and every CFD that the district has formed. What we start with is, we start with the expected number of units to be constructed within the CFD, and then we apply a student generation rate, or the propensity of a home within that CFD to generate a student, and we get the total number of students we expect to need to house from those CFDs. In this case, if you look here for CFD number 11, you had two. It was expected that that CFD number 11 would generate the need for 222 middle school seats and 456 high school seats. If you look here, as mentioned, we do this for every single school, every single CFD. So you can see here on the left-hand side, CFD 1 through 20, and then we have the projected students for middle school and high school. We then, on an ongoing basis, evaluate the various projects completed by the school district, and we apply credits to each one of these CFDs so we can calculate what are the remaining unfunded seats. We do this not only looking at what's been funded in the past, but we also do a projection of what we think will be funded over the next 12 months. And for that reason, you'll see sometimes as we go from year to year and we're in front of you, you'll see slight differences in the remaining obligations. And that is because sometimes projects are accelerated, we build them quicker than we thought, and sometimes they are delayed or extended or potentially even rescoped to change the number of seats. Once we establish the need for additional unfunded seats for each of the CFDs, we assign a cost to those seats based on an ongoing update from the facilities department on what is the current market for the construction costs of new facilities for the school district specifically. Once that's completed, we take that same methodology on a projected student basis, and we do a similar analysis, but we look at understanding that the CFD, term of the CFD, will run anywhere on an individual basis from 25 to 30 years, but as a complete CFD as many as 40 or 50 years. We also look and accommodate the need to continue to invest in those facilities, even if they're built at the beginning, and we call them projects to extend useful life. And based on the number of students projected within each CFD, we do the same thing. We evaluate the total obligation, and then we subtract from that number any of the projects that have been funded by the school district from inception of each of the CFDs to the end. And that gets us the remaining obligation there for what we call projects to extend useful life. These two types of projects obligations are added together, and we come up with a total remaining obligation on the right-hand side. That becomes kind of our steering point when evaluating, number one, does the district need to continue to assess a tax within each individual CFD, as well as at what level does that tax need to be assessed? So we've got the CFDs, we've got the remaining obligation, and then the district currently has funds on hand that they've been collecting from these CFDs over time that will be applied to projects going forward. To establish what we believe is on hand for the total CFDs, as we go through the district's financial results, and we put together both a current balance as well as a projected balance through June 30th, 2025, to establish how much money has been collected and is still in the bank for each of these CFDs, so that it can be compared to what the remaining obligations are. So we take the money in the bank, we take the obligation, subtract the money in the bank, and we get just the bottom line number. And that's here on the right-hand side under C. And you can see in each case for all 20 of the district CFDs, there's a remaining unfunded obligation. And what that does is it validates for the district and their staff and consultants that it is appropriate to continue to levy taxes within each of the CFDs in the upcoming fiscal year. So now, if approved this evening, we will work with district staff to file the paperwork needed to submit the special taxes to the County of San Diego. The County of San Diego will administer the tax through the standard property tax bill process on behalf of the school district. And they will report back to the school district what has been collected, including identifying any delinquencies, et cetera. The resolution that you're approving today does two things. Number one, it sets the maximum tax rate that could be taxed on a newly developed property within each one of the CFDs, and that's the exhibits attached to the resolution, as well as it provides direction to the staff to move forward and coordinate with the property tax collector of the County of San Diego on the submission of the taxes. So the staff recommendation for this year is that to continue to hold off or continue to not levy taxes within CFD number two due to the fact that it had satisfied its obligation a few years back. And then for the balance of the CFDs, to continue forward with the practice of taxing at approximately 98% of the maximum for those listed there, and then for CFD 17 through 20, tax at 100% of the maximum. Any questions?
Just for clarification, can you share with us if this is part of the disclosures that